This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This segment wide open. Anything on your mind, lay it on me right now. I got a bunch of your texts related to the Duke NDSU Bison matchup tonight in that college basketball tournament happening in Columbia, South Carolina tonight. Great story emailed to me from a listener. Let's see if I can find that here. Where is that? Fellow's name is Dave. Dave sends this note. He says, Scott, my son and three of his friends all run track for NDSU. They left yesterday, just went through Asheville, North Carolina about 25 minutes ago. They drove all night and are excited about being in the student section for the game. What a story, I'm telling you. I love that. I asked for the number of the son or any of the kids so we can have them on the air on their trip here. We'll talk to them on their way in. Gate City Bank fan cam will catch up with them, too, because we're down there looking for Bison fans. If you know somebody down there that's there, let us know. We'd love to catch up with them. A lot of fun. Steve Hallstrom will be back in just a bit with another live update from the arena. He's courtside right now getting set for the big game. Our special broadcast brought to you by IDCO Homes. Check out the new generation of IDCO Homes by CI Sport, your number one source for corporate, college, or resort apparel, and by Choice Bank. A passion for putting people first. You notice they have that new name now, Choice Bank. See the signs? Yeah. So should be fun. Should be fun. We are taking your guesses as to who's going to win the game. All you need to do is text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Who wins, NDSU or Duke? What's the score? Winner gets a free MyPillow. Here's some of your comments. I'm from Spokane. I'm appalled at that representative for inhibiting oil transport rail traffic. That rail line is a main thoroughfare to Seattle for oil exports. I'm saddened by Washington because I'm from there. I'm from there, a beautiful state, but it wants to be like California. That's why I'm glad to have become a North Dakotan. Listen, all folks, that if you have friends, you have relatives that live in these states where they are just losing their mind at this stuff. And by the way, Minnesota's not far away. Western Minnesota's a bastion for this. I'm going to be talking about that tonight. I've been honored to be invited to speak to the District 7 gathering. Kevin Pfeiffer's doing a little auction for him, and I'll be there to talk a little bit about the political landscape. But I'm going to talk about the wisdom in Western Minnesota and ways that can ultimately talk. In other words, you know, if there's a suburban family in Bloomington, in Edina, in Maple Grove, you know, even up to Monticello. You think they're that different than a family in Detroit Lakes or Frazee? Or they aren't. Now, they may be in a circle of folks that think a little bit differently, but I honestly think that people that are within your circle, so you're in Western Minnesota, you think one way, you believe one way, you have a set of values, you know what you stand for. You have a rational conversation with people that might live in the heat of the Twin Cities, you might change some hearts and minds, and I think that's what you have to do. Otherwise, you lose Minnesota. Minnesota becomes Wackoville. Minnesota is coming there really close right now to Wackoville. And Wackoville is like saying, we don't want coal. Coal is bad. Oh, yeah? Let's see. Your business that you have, Mr. Coal Hater, how would you like the electricity rates, the price of energy to go up 30, 40, 50%? How would you like to, in a Minnesota blizzard, not have reliable energy? Come on. You can't do without coal. You're getting affordable, reliable energy because of it. It's just a jihad against it. Same thing with Line 3. You fill up at the pump. You want gas, don't you? Well, you can't get it if you don't let gas pipelines go to the places where, you know, the tankers fill up to bring it to the gas station, not to mention the cost. Okay, no more pipelines. Do you know what the price of gas becomes if there's no more pipelines? Whoa. It's crazy. Don't become Wackoville. And we all have to do our part.
Have you seen...
Sorry to call your state Wackoville.
No, it's a big part of it is. Have you seen Seattle is dying? KOMO in Seattle did it's a one-hour documentary, basically. Just find it on YouTube, and it's just type in Seattle is dying and watch it. And if you want to know what's going on the West Coast, from San Diego to Seattle, that will tell you what's happening. It's unbelievably tragic.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, it's
Seattle
not.
Seattle.
You know,
just,
it's, you know, it's, you know. This. I'm stressed out now. I've got myself worked up about crazy things that are happening in this country. You know how I de-stress? Nephla soup.
There you go. Breathe and eat some Nephla.
So I'm on this quest to find the best Nephla soup on earth. You know that, right?
Yep. This is from Diener's Diner. Right?
They found out about my quest at Diener's Diner. That used to be the TNT, you know, in West Fargo.
What do you think?
First of all, the place is...
I'm sampling in here, too, by the way.
The place is, it's heaven on earth. I mean, I love mom, pop, family-owned, great diners,
restaurants. Puppies and Nephla soup today? Good grief.
Yeah, puppies and Nephla soup. I'm living the dream.
Oh, man, so jealous.
Living the dream.
Very good Nephla. A lot of butter.
Yeah, it's really good. He told me that his wife makes like 15 gallons of this every Friday. They have Nephla soup at Diener's Diner, and then they run out. So, hey, folks, go check this out today, Diener's Diner. I would have Nephla soup. It's, oh, my gosh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Can't make it up. Maybe we ought to have a little contest on the best Nephla soup, and we'll get all the participants to come to Diener's or something. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Todd turned me on to that one place, or maybe it was a listener. Todd just gave me the directions. I always forget the name, but it's a family diner.
Freed's?
Yeah, Freed's in Mandan. They're very good, too, there. Very, very, very good. But this
absolutely.
Is great. This is the best I've ever had, I have to tell you. Mostly because I'm eating it right now. And it's pretty good. All right. You don't want to listen to me eat. Sorry.
I'm talking with your mouth full. Didn't mom teach you anything?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Very well. How are you?
Good. I don't follow the basketball team very much. You know, I read the papers, so I see some of the scores and the ups and downs a little bit. But I was talking with somebody kind of doing the math. And, you know, how many people in the history of NDSU sports, so what is that, 120 years? How long has the university been playing football or basketball or whatever they play? You think about how many people have watched a, you know, Bison anything game. And then do the math on how many people will watch this game tonight. What is that number? I don't know.
Well, it'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. It'll be, you know, obviously it's Duke, and it's the tournament that everybody talks about all year long. So, no, you're exactly right. I mean, just the exposure will, be double anything else they've ever said. Yeah. Easy. I mean, incredible.
But is it possible that more people will watch the NDSU Bison basketball team play basketball than have watched any Bison team ever in the history of the school? I don't know if that's true, but if you ran the math on the numbers, it'd have to be close. Because if, you know, what is the number? Is it 5? Is it 10 million? Is it, how many people are going to watch that basketball game? Or is it 100 million? It can't be that high, but it's got to be crazy numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't know what it is either, but we'll know afterwards. Obviously, they publicize that, so we'll have that.
Right.
I would
be curious if someone could do rough math. Even the incredible run of the Bison football team is awesome, but how many people watch that game televised?
You know, on ESPN3. Yeah.
Yeah, it's CBS. And you know, that tournament. You're exactly 100% right, Steve. Couldn't agree. That's why I think this is whether you like basketball, don't like basketball, this is a big deal, and it's really fun. That's why we're talking about it today. So let's see. What else is on your mind? Today, let's see here.
North Dakota State is a championship team.
Yeah, that's Coach K. I mean, it's every day. Texture says, could you please talk about new topics instead of oil, politics, Donald Trump? Show is starting to be boring. Ooh, we never want to be boring.
Wow.
Yeah. What did we just get done talking about? NDSU basketball.
Yeah.
Is that oil? Is that politics?
How can you
that
not
Donald
talk
Trump?
About that today?
Well, she didn't say this was boring. She just said oil, politics, and Donald Trump is all we talk about, and that's boring. I don't know why I'm saying she. It could be he. The point is this. This show is called What's On Your Mind.
Call us.
We never do a show without asking that question, what's on your mind. We never do a show where we don't leave time. Now, we're going to decide, hey, this is a big deal, NDSU basketball. We're going down. They're going to cover that. Fine. But we'll have some time for you to call about whatever you want. So don't lament that you're not hearing what you want, join the program. Tell us what's on your mind. But I love feedback, good or bad. So don't worry about it. All right, let's see. Who are we doing? Conrad Moorhead. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Conrad.
No, it's not Conrad. It's Comrade.
Oh, Comrade. Comrade. Yeah, well, that's what most Minnesotan, at least elected leaders, are these days. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. There's a new bill in the state Senate to change the name from Minnesota to Minnesovia. So I figured we got to be all comrades now.
Well, if the shoe fits, wear it. That's all I'm going to say. All right? I don't want to get in too much trouble with my Minnesota friends, okay? The shoe fits, yep. So wear it. Yeah, all right. Appreciate the call, though, comrade. Call again. Yeah, the bison's a good story, but maybe you could start with hay gardening that time of year again. All right. We'll do a special hay gardening edition of What's on Your Mind. But if you want to talk about hay gardening, you can talk about it. You call us. We're going to talk about Bison basketball live to Columbia, South Carolina next, brought to you by Choice Bank. A passion for putting people first. CI Sport, your number one source for corporate, college, or resort apparel. And Ico Homes. Check out the new generation of Ico Homes. And don't forget the Fan Cam online, the Gate City Bank Fan Cam. More.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hello, I'm United Soybean Board Director Jared Haggard of Emerado. And I'd like you to know in 2019, three of North Dakota's four director positions are open for nomination. This is an exciting opportunity for soybean producers to get involved with their industry. All checkout paying soybean producers in North Dakota are eligible to apply. The farmer directors of USB oversee the investments of the soy checkoff to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. For more information about USB, visit their website at UnitedSoybean.org. To be considered for the national leadership positions, farmers must complete and return the required nomination paperwork to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by or before 4 p.m. Monday, April 1, 2019. Please visit NDSoybean.org for nomination paperwork or call the office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You should never go through a winter without a hot spring spa. This winter has been epic. Cold, blizzards, snow, ridiculous. I've been out in 30 below weather in a hot tub and loved every minute of it. The colder it was, the more I enjoyed it. Am I alone?
No, I think, a lot of our customers call this hot tub season because it does get you outside. It feels great. Again, the colder, the better. Now, hot tub season should really be every day because it is every day made better when you sit in this product. And I can't stress that enough. We're better physically. We are better mentally. We're better relationally. We're better. And it's truly, with our financing going on, it is truly less than a cup of coffee a day.
Financing Vin's talking about is a great deal. 60 months, no interest. Your first payment, not for 6 months, or the 12 months, no interest, no payment deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too. Online at HotspringND.com. HotspringND.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's on your line? Brought to you in part by our friends at Pipers. They have a big auction coming up days away. I've been telling you about it for some time. You're going to want to put Steel North Dakota in your GPS. because they're having a big consignment auction there at that auction center of North America on the 28th of March. What does that mean? That means the equipment you've heard us talk about for some time has been gathering and gathering and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they have one heck of a sale plan. Auction Center of North America, Thursday, March 28th, starts at 10 a.m. And if you go to pipers.com, you'll see the list of everything from forklifts. We've got a few forklifts, scissor lifts, wood chippers, mini excavator, payloader, bale fork, V-rake. Here's a bale processor. Here's an Augie, fence panels, a lot of continuous fence panels. A bunch of those for you to pick from in all sizes, freestanding panels. There is pages and pages and pages of things here that are really great deals. Peterbilt Semi, Chevy Hook Truck, Box Truck, Mixer Truck. I mean, I could go on and on and on. So check it out, pipers.com. Steve Hallstrom is live in Columbia, South Carolina, getting ready for NDSU to take on the Duke Blue Devils. And we understand that Coach Richmond tonight is going to wear that famous, soon-to-be really famous T-shirt, huh?
Yeah, that's right. They've been wearing it all season long. Landon Solberg is a young guy who's battling some pediatric cancer, and the team has sort of adopted him. And instead of the usual suit and tie look, Dave Richmond has worn the blazer, but over the Landon's Lights T-shirt. And that's certainly got people here. Not only here, but it happened in the Summit League Tournament, too, and then the first-round play-in game when the Bison were at Dayton. It's got everybody talking about that. So really shows the softer side of sports, and, of course, everybody loves a good human interest story. And it sounds like Landon's doing a little better, so everything is good on that front.
I love that story. That should be, no doubt, pique some interest of folks and get some attention tonight. We just got an email from a dad who said his son is joined three other classmates. I guess they all run track for NDSU. They left yesterday. They just went through North Carolina and drove all night, and they're going to be in the student section for the game tonight. So that student section should be full, Steve. That'll be kind of fun, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be a great time. I did see a couple Bison fans here earlier today outside Colonial Life Stadium. It is in downtown Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia is the home of the South Carolina Gamecocks, and so they have a proud Division I athletic tradition, maybe more of a football school than a basketball school. But this is a big deal for this town. I was talking to our shuttle driver a couple minutes ago on our way over here, and I said, do you guys get this kind of first-round playoff thing very often? He says, no. In fact, it's been 48 years since Columbia was able to have the March Madness come here to this town. So that is a really big deal for them, and they've done a really nice job getting things set up here and taking care of fans and media and everybody alike. You can tell this is a well-oiled machine, and they may not have done it for 50 years. They certainly know what they're doing. So we're sure enjoying their hospitality. I want to say thanks to some great sponsors that are making this coverage possible. IDCO Homes, check out the new generation of IDCO Homes. CI Sport, your number one source for corporate, college, or resort apparel. And Choice Bank, a passion for putting people first. They all say good luck to NDSU taking on the Duke Blue Devils today. Scotty, if there's one trend, maybe one statistic that might give you a little bit of hope, certainly NDSU is a big underdog. I think Vegas has them as 27-point underdogs today against Duke. But if NDSU can make Duke try to shoot some shots from the outside, they might be able to keep this one a little closer than it might ordinarily be. Duke is only shooting 30% from three-point range as a team this year. A good NCAA team will be in the upper 30s. 30% is about as low as you're going to see from a team that's expected to make a big run in the tournament. Where Duke gets you is off of turnovers. They'll steal the ball from you. They'll get you to turn the ball over, and then it's off to the races. They've got some really athletic guys. They've got probably the number one pick in the upcoming draft in Zion Williamson, and then likely another guy, R.J. Barrett, will be the second or third overall pick. Barrett actually leads this team in scoring at 22.9 points a game. Zion Williamson is second at 22.1. So NDSU is going to have to rely on passing the ball, because no matter how fast your defender is, he's not as fast as a ball that's being passed around the offense, and they'll have to make some of those three-point shots. So the three-point arc will be a big story in this one tonight. NDSU has shot the three very well as of late in the Summit League tournament and in the first-round game. So Bison need to make some threes, maybe make Duke shoot some threes, and they maybe have a chance to keep this one close.
Do the Bison have like a little shoot around earlier in the day ahead of the game, or just prior to the game?
Yeah, they will here in a little bit. They have all the teams get a chance to do a little shoot around before the game. There are two afternoon games, and so those teams have had their shoot around already. NDSU will come in a little bit later today with Duke for a shoot around before they get their game going. Those are closed to the press. We're not able to be in there during those times, but yeah, the Bison will get another chance. They were here yesterday, got a full practice in, and they'll get a chance to do the same thing, although a shorter little shoot around practice here today.
Fantastic. Well, it's really, I mean, how many people will watch? Do we know, like, rough estimate on how people are going to be watching this game?
On TV or in person?
On TV.
Yeah, so this will be one of four games running simultaneously. As you know, the coverage from CBS and their affiliated networks has multiple games going at the same time. So you'll have a lot of people that will be watching their game, but certainly Duke being something to watch anyway and then being the number one overall seed will get a lot of interest. This game will be on CBS. It won't be on True TV or TNT. It's going to be Jim Nance and Grant Hill and Bill Raftery calling this game. They're going to be the team calling the national championship game. So just the thought of having an NDSU basketball game being called by those legendary voices is a lot of fun. As far as how many, hard to know that, but we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions. No doubt about that.
Yeah, pretty cool. Josh is on the phone. Josh is runs track for NDSU. He and three other tracksters left yesterday, went through Asheville, North Carolina. We got a note from their dad and got a hold of Josh driving down there. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Wonderful. So is the drive been worth it so far?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long trip, but it should be worth it once we get there.
So the anticipation of the big game has made it worthwhile. It gets you through all that driving, huh?
Oh, yeah. We pulled an all-nighter last night, and we should be getting there pretty soon.
So, yeah, where are you now? Are you in South Carolina yet?
Yeah, we're in South Carolina.
All right. Now you're rounding third heading home. So when you say you pulled an all-nighter, are you, like, switching drivers then or what?
Yeah, all of us have been switching every, like, 5 hours.
Taking shifts. What motivated you guys to go down there? How did this come about?
I don't know. It was, like, once-in-a-lifetime moment to do, so we just made a trip to go watch them play Duke.
Who's going to win?
Tough one, but hopefully NDSU.
Then you'll be really glad you pulled the all-nighters and drove down there, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, good luck in your track adventures, and good for you for heading down there with the students. A lot of other NDSU students coming down with you?
Not that I know of, but just us four for sure.
All right. Well, yeah, I hope it isn't just you four in the student section. I hope you guys got a little bit of backup. Having a grand time.
So too.
Yeah, exactly right.
So
all right, Josh, drive safe there and back. Glad you're doing that.
All
thanks
right.
A bunch. Mr. Hallstrom,
yeah,
we'll chat
you.
With you. You bet. We'll see you later. We'll be watching the Gate City Bank Fan Cam, too, for more action on our website, so look for that. Or after this, folks, on What's On Your Mind. Chris Berg, next.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn. As far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raised.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out us corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Boeing is now claiming a safety feature that might have helped the pilots of the two jets that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia shortly after takeoff will now be offered as standard equipment on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. The equipment was missing in at least one of the jets because aircraft owners opted not to pay any extra money for the safety feature. President Trump has declared that Washington will recognize Israel's sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights. Some think he's doing it to boost Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a month before he faces an election. Mr. Trump speaks with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo.
I've been thinking about doing it for a long time. It's been a very hard decision for every president. No president has done it.
It's not about Netanyahu's re-election.
No, I wouldn't even know about that.
This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you heard the news? There's a lot of news coming out of UND these days. Top 25 most innovative colleges. Take a look at that list. UND is on it. Pretty incredible. Also, we're talking a lot about graduation rates. Over the past 3 years, double-digit percentage point increase in the four-year graduation rate at UND. So these things are not necessarily things to read about here, but you should. National Science Foundation ranking for UND research is up from 170 in 2 years to 151. Another good one. I love this one. Most military-friendly school. They're number 9 in the top 10 of most military-friendly schools. Yeah. UND. Find out more at und.edu. What's on your mind continues. Chris Berg coming up at the top of the hour. First, we have to check in with our friend, Alex Acosta. Alex Acosta is the Labor Secretary for President Donald Trump. He was in North Dakota yesterday and was gracious enough to give us a call to talk a little bit about the trip to North Dakota, why he was coming here, and what he hopes to accomplish. And we have to ask him, too, about Donald Trump. How do you, you're Donald Trump's cabinet. You're on his cabinet, so, you know, that's kind of a big deal. So we're going to do that in just a second. Deb's on the road. Deb, what's on your mind?
Basketball. And I think you just talked to your friend in Colombia who's going to be there at the game.
Yep.
Is that right?
Oh, we did, yep.
His comment about the Gamecocks and Colombia being a football, they're also a basketball. I don't think he was remembering the success that their women's basketball program has had.
They have been good.
So just want to mention that it is a basketball school, too. And I know Spurrier was a football coach there, but being a women's basketball fan, and specifically I was a Pat Summitt fan, I just want to put a plug in for women's basketball.
Good for you. Yeah, and Some great ones out there, no doubt about it. Thanks, Deb. Appreciate that call very much. See, we call this What's on Your Mind. That's what we get right there. 800-228-0550. Okay, so Alex Acosta, Labor Secretary, Donald Trump's cabinet. Let's start with the goal for the visit to North Dakota.
So Senator Kramer invited me to visit North Dakota, and I'm spending the day with him and with the governor. And so far, it's been a great day. I visited North Dakota State College of Science, Skills, and Technology, and we talked about workforce development. You know, you've got 30,000 open jobs here in North Dakota. This is a great problem to have because, you know, you've got open jobs. The issue is how do you find individuals with the skills to fill those jobs? And NCS NDSCS is doing a great job in helping develop those, do it better. We talked about apprenticeships and the opportunities apprenticeships bring. We talked about the importance of focusing on individuals that are reentering society after a period of incarceration. Occupational licensing, North Dakota, has been a leader, particularly in looking at occupational licensing issues for military spouses, military families, and 1 or 2 years in North Dakota. And during that time, the military spouse should have an opportunity to continue their career path. And the governor has been a great leader in that effort. And then more recently, we're talking about association health plans and how we can reduce the cost of health care for small businesses around North Dakota. North Dakota has 30,000 small businesses and 30,000 farmers and ranchers, and they're saying, why is health care so expensive? And one of the issues there is if you only have 10 employees, you can't negotiate. But what if all those small businesses, if all those farmers and ranchers could come together in a group through a farm bureau or through a chamber of commerce, and then as a large group negotiate health insurance? And that's what association health plans provide, and it's been incredibly successful across the nation.
Yeah, Senator Kramer has talked about that back when he was Congressman Kramer, and for some time related to all the pain he was getting firsthand reports on and how, just unworkable and unaffordable Obamacare was. And so this was seen as a relief point. What does it take to make association health plans more of a reality and easier to join to save some of that Affordable Care Act pain?
Well, it's a reality right now. The president issued an executive order asking our Department of Labor to look at making it a reality. And we took a look at our rules and we amended our rules so that now association health plans are permitted. Around the nation, we've seen more than 30 associations start them. Land O'Lakes nearby started them for its co-op members. The Wisconsin Bakers Association started one. The Nebraska Farm Bureau started one. And one of my purposes here in North Dakota is to really speak with your association leaderships and your Farm Bureau leaderships to talk to them about this and encourage them to take a hard look and exercise due diligence. Because this is an incredible way of offering quality health care. These are all quality plans. They cover pre-existing conditions. They are the same health plans that large corporations offer their employees, but at a much more affordable price. And so I was told, for example, that in Nebraska, they saw a 25% premium decrease when the Nebraska Farm Bureau started an association health plan.
Two other topics I want to tackle in our time together today. We're chatting with Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta, member of President Trump's cabinet, obviously. And one of those is related to apprenticeships. You mentioned that earlier. And the Workforce Development Council has been doing some work in North Dakota on this front. And they found that more than 80% of employers have 9 employees or less, and usually not HR or administrative support. So they don't necessarily have the staff to do the process paper-heavy requirements for registered apprenticeships. And the federal office in North Dakota, I guess, has one person, so there's just not enough resources to get this really off the ground to a different way. Do you think there'd be a way to do some sort of a trial path to take funds and block grant them back to, like, North Dakota on a trial basis to say, how can you do with apprenticeships what we're not able to do necessarily with the federal bureaucracy?
Well, in fact, that's exactly what we're working with. We are in the process of rolling out a new rule for something called industry-recognized apprenticeships, where we would offer a second pathway. The registered apprenticeship program has been successful in some sectors, and other sectors say it's too complicated, there's too much regulation. And so for those areas where registered apprenticeships aren't common, the industry-recognized apprenticeship would empower local industry to, in essence, develop their own apprenticeship program and supervise their own apprenticeship program. Rather than coming to the federal government, we are trying to push that authority down to the local level because we think it'll be so much more successful, particularly in those small businesses and in those sectors where apprenticeships are not traditional. You know, if you've only got, one small business with 1 or 2 apprentices or an association in one area where you're only looking for a dozen or 2 dozen apprentices, you're not going to take on all the paperwork and bureaucracy associated with the registered program. And so the industry recognizes it's going to be an alternative. It's going to be less regulation. It's going to be more local empowerment. And that is in the final phase of being rolled out.
Every time we have a chance to speak with one of the cabinet members, I like to have the perspective of that person who sits across from Donald Trump on many occasions to have people understand the Donald Trump you see as a cabinet member, as someone that is serving him in government, in this case, the Labor Department, versus the one we hear about so often from the vast majority of the media. He has obviously created a bit of a problem. It's the workforce problem because the economy is roaring back and there are now more people, like you mentioned, here in North Dakota, that we have more jobs open than there are people even looking for jobs. So that's a pleasant problem, but it's a problem nonetheless created by a robust economy. And I know that doesn't happen without a skill set. Tell me about the Donald Trump we don't hear about.
Well, one thing that I want to emphasize, President Trump, the Donald Trump you don't hear about is an individual who cares deeply about the American worker. He enjoys talking with and interacting with the American worker. In his downtime, he will talk to the crew of Air Force One. He will talk to the current Marine One. He will talk to the folks that are around him working in the White House. He wants to hear what is on their minds. When he travels, he wants to talk to the workers and hear what's on their mind. He understands the construction worker and the welder because he comes from business and he's interacted with them his entire life. And so he's in Washington now, but his heart really is in the heartland. And that's something that I think makes him such a successful president, because he understands the importance of good, safe jobs. And we're seeing that translate into an economy that is thriving. Unemployment rates lower than we've seen in 50 years. For the first time in history, we have more open jobs across the nation than we have individuals looking for jobs. And we're seeing this economy continue to thrive because individuals are finding jobs. And that's important to their families.
So the Secretary of Labor, Alex Acosta, with us today on the program. Isn't an interesting story at the end there about how much this president cares for the American worker? I guess I never really thought about it. I loved his stories because they tell a pretty good story. It's really kind of cool. Tim in Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you guys say there are so many jobs in North Dakota, and that's true. I was just wondering if the gentleman from Washington knows anything about the J-1 or H-2BE, bring foreign workers in like for 4 or 6 months. Does he approve that or don't approve it?
And I don't remember which one. One of those is under his purview. One of them is not. And I don't remember which is which, because that was a conversation that came up at the roundtables, which I was on the Air Force. So I didn't get a chance to go there. It was scheduled the same time the show was. I can't answer your question about his position, but what's your position? What do you think of him?
I think it's good to bring them over because they're only here for 3 to 4 months to 6 months, and that's probably during the summer where it's the peakest time. And I think it helps all countries who does that because they learn some English and they also work ethics because they do. Here in Dickinson, I know of like 5 different businesses take them, and Bismarck, Medora gets them all the time. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I do too. I think, and again, it's necessary. We're at a pain point here. We don't have everything figured out. I think we have to align higher education to better, and by the way, K-12 to better equip, the workforce that comes from, the education at the K through college graduate level. For the workforce.
Right.
And until then, you got farms to farm and ranches to ranch. And, the help is needed. So I couldn't agree with you anymore.
I'm feeding cattle right now. So I just think it's a good idea. And I know there's also a program for farmers to get involved with that program, too. But I don't remember what program that's called at this time.
I don't either. But I appreciate the call. Have you ever fed the cattle Nephila soup, by the way?
No, I haven't, but I give them a lot of mixed grains.
So mixed grains, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to stick to the Nephila, but I would try it sometime because I'm telling you, I'm loving my Nephila soup today during the show.
Hi, guys, it's Matt, the pizza guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed do you have getting the upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks, leading to less productive and unfocused work days, but certainly great memories. And although I can't answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni to slam dunk, a deliciously supreme as a game winner, and you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner Pizza from your local grocery store today.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hi, it's Scott Hinn. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mixtape's got a little Hank, little Drake, little... I'm going to miss you, folks. I'm going to miss you. Think of me in Redwood Falls, Minnesota tonight, hanging out with the folks from all across western Minnesota who want to make Minnesota better. I'm looking forward to that. It's just a long way to get there. I can't fly like Kevin Pfeiffer. I got to actually drive down there. He's going to do the auction. But nonetheless, I'll be itching to get back behind the microphone. Just one segment left for today, and then we're back at it on Monday. Big event. I mean, a big event. It just is. I'm sorry. It is. It's a big event. Whether you like NDSU basketball, whether you like basketball at all, it's a big deal. Just for the state, for the school, to have NDSU play the Coach K-coached Blue Devils of Duke tonight. What does he think about our coach?
Coach Richmond, he's done a great job with his squad. They're deep. They share the ball. Obviously, they shoot really well. But they play like one. And so I'm very, very impressed with them.
And they're going down.
Yeah,
What's in your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC. .com. Make sure you have a brand new heated steering wheel and heated seats, and before you know it, cooled seats. Wouldn't that be great? You hit the button, it's already cool instead of sitting in the sun all that time. SchwannBuickGMC.com for yours.
Chris Berg, Point of View, is here. You can't watch him tonight because basketball's overtaken the show, but back at it next week. And I'll be guest hosting for him on Wednesday night, I guess. So you can even watch me on Point of View. So it'll be kind of fun. Hello, Chris. How are you today?
Doing outstanding. Can't wait to see the big game tonight. NDSU taking on number one Duke, and you never know. That's why they lace them up and play the game.
That's what we should just label. You never know. You never know. Just leave it at that. We don't have to get all cocky about winning for sure, but you know, I think they're going to win. But you never know. You don't know. Here's a text I want to talk about on this topic from a listener. I wish people wouldn't be so concerned about NDSU sports. Would people stop going to NDSU if they weren't winning? Small percentage play in comparison to those who pay for an education. This is way overdone. Agriculture is the backbone of North and South Dakota. We need to praise the agronomy breakthroughs that came out of that school. Most won't remember this game, but they'll enjoy the jobs and healthy food. Thanks for what's on your mind. What do you say to that? People, you know, too much attention is on sports. As a former college athlete yourself, what do you think of it?
We live in an entertainment society, an entertainment economy, and it just sort of is what it is. I think having a great football team, great athletic department, it attracts different students that may never come here. The fact that, you know, if you want to talk about what happens here with ag, you know, to be on a national stage tonight against the number one team in the nation, who might see the game tonight and go, NDSU, never heard of them. I'm going to check them out. And they see the great football teams and the other sports and what goes on here is the from an ag perspective. We may recruit some people from down south or across the country or the world, for that matter, that may have never thought of even coming here if it wasn't for this game.
On another topic, you won't be on tonight, but you do have a great new podcast out there where folks can hear from one of the experts on all the bias that is happening everywhere. President yesterday doing a great job of saying, you know, you're not going to discriminate against conservatives on college campuses without risking your funding. I love the fact that he did it. Also brought up student loans. Anyway, this is front and center. What is happening, and Don Trump Jr., president's son, oldest son, has written an op-ed about this in, what, The Hill, that you're suggesting we all read, right?
Yes. Yeah, so he wrote an op-ed. I mean, the hashtag is Stop the Bias. President Trump tweeted about it earlier this week, and I had a chance to interview Laura Loomer. She's the one that actually started the movement, started the hashtag Stop the Bias. She ran into Donald Trump Jr. at CPAC and said, hey, you know, here's a hat with a hashtag, talk to your dad. And then sure enough, President Trump tweets about it. And it is a very serious problem. James O'Keefe just released a video where an engineer from Twitter was talking about what they do to squelch conservative voices, what they do to squelch people that are part of the Make America Great Again movement. And I want to sort of bring this to the forefront for people to realize that this is going to be an all-out information war in 2020. So get yourself educated, understand what's happening here, and realize that you're going to have to scratch and claw and dig to get the real news, not the fake news, in this 2020 campaign.
I have a clip here from a Twitter engineer that was in a conversation with one of the journalists from James O'Keefe's Project Veritas, which does some incredible work. Tell us about what we're going to hear here.
So this is the gentleman where he's getting spoken to from some people, and they're saying, hey, so for example, if you know, there was like a Trump or Love America or America kind of comment in a tweet, can you then, you know, squelch that or delete it or get rid of it? And so here's some of what he said.
Put it up.
America first.
Yeah.
Can you just, like, write algorithms?
Are you sure you're on a program? That's pretty hard to do.
What? She's a very smart.
That's how you do it.
That's exactly how you do it.
Yeah, you look for Trump or America, and you have like 5,000 like keywords to describe a redneck, and then you look and you like parse all the messages, all like the pictures, and then you look for like stuff that matches like that stuff. And like if it, so like you assign like a value to each thing. So like Trump would be like 0.5, like a picture of a gun would be like 1.5, and like if it comes up, the total comes up above like a certain value, then it's a bot.
Oh my gosh, so this guy's deciding what's a bot basically. And
exactly.
if somebody looks to be a redneck, they get 86, right?
Correct.
This is hashtag stop the bias right here. And do you think, Chris, could it be?
Go to our Facebook page, check out the podcast.
Yeah, check out that podcast by Laura Homer. It's really great. And I think what Donald Trump Jr. is most worried about is, I'm guessing that activity might get a little more, active and prevalent during the 2020 campaign. What do you think, Chris?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a problem. KX4, West Dakota Fox, Chris Berg, point of view. God bless. Scott.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.